This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Merrill Lynch announced this morning that its CEO, Stan O'Neill, is retiring immediately. This isn't your everyday story of corporate musical chairs. O'Neill broke the mold at Merrill Lynch, and then last week he delivered the worst news in the firm's 93-year history. We're joined now by Sam Hayes. He's Harvard Business School Professor Emeritus of Investment Banking. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Merrill Lynch last week announced it's writing off nearly $8 billion. I mean, that's a stunning sum of money, and it's 42% of the firm's revenue for the better part of this year. How did that happen?
Well, it was a part of the new plan of Mr. O'Neill to move into areas of revenue generation that were higher profit margins. And he did underwrite the largest number of new collateralized debt obligations that any firm on the street did, and earned about $800 million in the process. But he, in the process, took on a very large amount of those bonds into his inventory. And when the subprime loan scandal broke, the value of that inventory plummeted, and he was left with this huge loss, which had to be taken as a loss for the whole corporation.
So the risk that he took on, because it involves subprime mortgages and those various instruments, that risk was very much more risky than Merrill Lynch was used to.
Used to, and in fact now, it was more than it understood that it had taken on as a risk. They were caught flat-footed. They did not believe they had that much of an exposure. And the exposure was even underestimated as little as a week ago. And so it's come as a great surprise to the internal management and, of course, to Mr. O'Neill. And worst of all, it's come as a great surprise to the board of directors. Board of directors do not like to get negative surprises.
So it was also a surprise, as you just said, to Stan O'Neill himself, apparently. Although, isn't it the job of a hard-hitting financial leader to take gambles? Was it that he went too far, or was it that he didn't understand what he was doing, apparently?
I think it was the latter. He was in the business of taking risks, and he had been urging his organization to move into higher profit margin areas, even when there was the prospect of greater risk. But neither Mr. O'Neill nor the people who generated this business for him understood that they were moving out dangerously on the limb.
Now, when Stan O'Neill came to Merrill Lynch, he had a sort of interesting both personal and professional history. He was an outsider in a couple of ways.
That's correct. He was not a stockbroker, and he came from General Motors, where he had been a finance professional. And he rose rapidly when he got to Merrill Lynch in the late 80s and got to the point where he was tapped as being one of the future potential leaders of the business. He was able to beat out some other contenders for the top slot. And then he did a house cleaning, which he fired a large number of the executives at the top who had been there for quite a long time, including some of his own supporters.
When Stan O'Neill was made president 5 years ago, he made a point of changing the culture of this company. And Merrill Lynch was known as Mother Merrill, with all the implications of sort of nurturing relationships. How much of that leadership style had to do with the board pushing him out? Of course, the board was mostly his appointees.
Well, that's right. I think the answer is that it wasn't that he made these changes, because he had the support of the board in making those changes. And as you point out, the board was largely a board of his own creation. So it was not that which was the problem. It was that the strategy which he undertook backfired. And when you have a large group of investors, outside investors, most of whom are institutions, very sophisticated and very demanding, the board recognized that, particularly in the wake of Sarbanes-Oxley, which is a new rule that puts special burdens on the board, they had to move.
I understand that last week Stan O'Neill asked Wachovia Bank whether it wanted to buy Merrill Lynch. What effect did that have?
That was an absolute no-no. You do not make overtures on the potential sale of your business without alerting your board that you're making the overture. That was totally off the reservation.
Sam Hayes is an investment banking specialist. He's been teaching at Harvard Business School for 30 years. Thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.
And you can read a profile of Stan O'Neill at npr.org.